on and a one-on-one session with Trevor Dorsey from Regent Bank. And thanks for so much for coming in this morning. Banking always is a part of our life. We need a good banker. We need somebody in the financial services world to be an advisor, to be a resource for us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you, Charlie.
Nice to be seen and heard occasionally.
Yeah, a pleasant surprise getting to walk in and see you today.
Well, to spend a week or so with some friends and be on hand this weekend for, you know, a wedding of one of the members of the staff here. They're getting married this weekend, and I want to be there to wish them well.
Well, it's exciting.
It is. What's going on at Regent Bank?
Well, just banking as usual. It's a busy time of the year. You know, you get into this time of the year, and on the ag side, you have a lot of people gearing up for hay season, although that's kind of been slow with all the wonderful water we've been blessed with here recently.
Ag business in, I'll say, the middle third of the country, a little slow because of water on the ground. Just looking at where my home is now with the corn crop and the soybean crop getting late planted. Some of it still isn't planted, so it's going to be a different harvest for that corn harvest. That maybe normally is September going to be pushed into October or maybe even early November just to try to get the best crop they can.
Yeah, it's this rain's pushed back, like you said, a lot of that planting. And then, you know, this time of year, it's nice to drive around and you smell. I always love the smell of the hay cut laying on the ground, or it's just been baled and
yeah.
And not smelling or seeing a lot of that right now. But hopefully that's coming. Coming close, and hopefully nobody had a lot of grass cut laying on the ground when we got blessed with all this rain. Otherwise, it may make for a shortage for some folks.
Yeah, waterlogged grass you can kind of deal with, but if it was already laying on the ground, that particular harvest was not going to be used.
Yeah, and it might have washed away. I tell you, I was really shocked at who would have thought we'd have got this much rain in this short of a period, but it happens sometimes, and so this year, I think there's some ag folks that'll have to overcome a little bit, and the cattle market's been down a little bit. I think it's starting to creep back up. So I think you're seeing people maybe hold on to calf crop a little longer. So
yeah, not totally too hard to understand either. With you on any crop, I don't care if we're talking about livestock or a planted crop. You want to get the best price, and if prices for cattle are down right now, you'll hang on to them and try to work them a little bit longer. So that makes it tough, but that's something that as a banking professional, of course, you have access to all those market numbers on a daily basis, and not that the ag producer can't make their own decisions, but it's nice to have somebody like you when you're in their corner.
Oh, yes, sir. They come in a lot and talk to us about what they're doing and how they're doing it. And so a lot of times we agree with that because market, you know, you're going to make market decisions. And so we can kind of help them navigate that a little bit. But like you said, a lot of those guys pretty savvy. They've been doing it for a long time. But it makes good sense that we can all be on the same page and help them try to make the most of their money.
And I think even just for somebody that's been at whatever profession that we're talking about for, 10, 20, 30, 40 years, it's still nice to have a third party to just, bounce your ideas off of. This is what I'm thinking about doing. What do you think about it? And that's one thing that a banker can do as that interested party that's interested in the other person's welfare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you're there to help manage money, to help make those money decisions. And I know, just the ag business in general, you get one big paycheck a year, generally speaking, when that crop, whatever it is, goes to market.
Yes, sir. So they have to really manage that the best they can. And we're talking about, with all the rain we've been blessed with, we've been talking to a lot of folks lately about flood insurance.
That's a federal program.
In banking, a lot of times if you have a mortgage and you're in the floodplain, we require you to have flood insurance.
If you're close, it's a good idea.
Yes, sir. And I think some people in this last go-round didn't have flood insurance and maybe had a little damage. And so we've been trying to educate clients, even if they don't have a mortgage, that, you probably need to review your insurance, talk to your agent, look where your property's at, and make sure that you are covered for any kind of thing like that. And it's one of those things that's, I guess, back of mind. You think, well, I don't need flood insurance. But, some people Probably needed it this last go round with the rain we had and didn't have it. And so we've been just trying to talk through that with a lot of clients, even if they don't have a mortgage or whatever, just to make some good to sound decisions so that they're covered in the event of something like that happening.
Well, in flood insurance, and you and I are not insurance professionals, but flood insurance in general, because it's a federal program, the rates are very reasonable, and it's protection that, like I said, if you're even close to a floodplain, that it's often worth having.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, you never know, and that first 6-inch rain we got, we even had water get in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
The parking lot had 6 inches of water in it real quick, and just wasn't enough places for it to go, so it decided to come through the back door. And we had to do a little cleanup down a hallway and a few offices, and so we weren't covered. You know, you're not covered by groundwater.
No.
If it would have been through the roof, one thing, but,
Which is something that everybody can have that conversation with their insurance professional about water. Like you said, if it comes through the roof, that's one thing. If it comes in through the front door, so to speak, that's something else entirely. But ask those questions occasionally so at least you understand what policy says and what the policy doesn't say.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, just as a consumer, I know, my own policies, I try to go through with my agent and make sure, what if this happens, what if that happens, just make sure you're covered for the event of anything that comes up. And of course, I don't have flood insurance myself where my house is located, but, I've certainly will have a discussion to make sure that, in the event something happens, I'm not sitting out there. And I know a lot of people should probably do that now that we've seen all this rain, at least to make sure that they have all the information and they know where they stand.
Well, 2019 will go down along with those other years like 2012 and 1986 and the other floods that this region has had over the past, however many number of years we want to talk about. It's those historic numbers like 2012 for Bartlesville, like 1986, like 1993 along the Mississippi River, and everything's being compared to that historic crest on the Mississippi that we look at those numbers that say, this one compares to that one how?
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people that are along the Arkansas River right now didn't expect either.
That's right.
It's just, we're over abundantly blessed with rainfall, and that happens on occasion. So that's, again, been one of our big deals right now is just trying to get education out to our clients, whether they have a mortgage or don't have a mortgage. Just make sure that you visit with your insurance agent and make sure you got the proper coverage. And again, like you said, I'm not an insurance agent, so I can't give you the best advice, but as long as we can at least provide some information to allow the customers to follow up with their agents and hopefully get the best information they can to make that decision whether or not that's best for them.
Well, and a banker can be a nice party to gather that entire team together for a family. You're there as their loan agent or their maybe they've got CDs or other investment products with you, but the insurance agent, any other financial professionals, maybe even sometimes their attorney for the family will and that sort of thing. It's nice to get everybody together around the table and get that financial meeting every once in a while.
You bet. And this time of year, we're getting into the time of year where obviously the weather's getting nice. People want to be at the lake. So, you need a boat, you need a jet ski, you're looking at an RV. It's that time of year. And so, We look forward to visiting with customers about those needs and or ATVs. A lot of people this time of year they like to go to the mountains or, mm-hmm. and so I always love the summertime. Of course, this time of year is kind of exciting to me because I always get into college baseball and mm-hmm. then in the fall it's college football.
Yeah,
and my Pigs made the World Series. So woo
yes,
Pig.
They did.
We'll see this year if they don't drop that that foul ball on third base to cost them the series.
Ooh.
But it's a fun time of year.
It depends on where your allegiance and which particular team on whether that was a good thing or not.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, I don't know if there's many Oregon State fans here in the Bartlesville area, but there are some teams that this year that could
Let's
have
see,
a lot
are
of
they the Ducks? No, what I forget.
That
what
was the name. Beavers.
Beavers.
So
yeah.
It was the Hogs and the Beavers, and we came out on the short end of that. But we play Florida State. I think it's Saturday, and then I guess the next closest teams from around here. I know there's some Texas Tech grads here in the Bartlesville area, and they made the World Series, and so several SEC teams. I was hoping the Pokes would get in there, but they came up just a little shy. So we could have had a pig and a poke World Series or something like that. But.
I hadn't even thought about that possible combination. Getting back to whatever people are going to do this summer, like you said, ATVs, they're popular every year, jet skis, boats, whether it's that fishing boat or more of a recreational boat, getting out and pulling somebody behind you. Those are not small investments.
And, no,
you know, loan rates, are they in pretty good shape for you?
Yes,
right
sir.
Now?
Right now, loan rates are good, and the Fed has kind of given some indication they may drop loan rates, which will help. I know they creeped them up a little bit this last year, although they're still very good right now. You know, Wall Street Journal Prime is 5.5 today, and I think the Fed's talking about maybe dropping them a quarter, so that always helps.
Yeah, and I think that raise of rates at one point was considered a really good thing because it had been at zero or close to zero for a long time. Mm-hmm. And for particularly those that are on a fixed income, they wanted those rates up a little bit. But, I think I heard several financial professionals on my drive yesterday coming in saying that it would be a good thing to get a 0.25% drop or something like that on the rate.
Yeah, and I know the economy's strong. I think that would, every time the Fed tends to creep up rates, then people kind of want to wait and see where the rates are going before they do anything, and so that may open back up. Of course, we haven't had a shortage here locally of people need money, which is good. And so right now, again, loan rates have been really good for a long time, still good at 5.5, I think. But it'd be nice to see them knock that down a quarter, and I think a lot of people could make some decisions based upon that. We have a product that we've been marketing for owner-occupied commercial real estate, and it's been good. It's long-term. We can offer, 10, 20-year fixed rate. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody is looking, with that drop or whatever, they're looking at maybe trying to go out there and secure long-term financing for their owner-occupied property. It's be a good time to look at it.
It would be a good time because whether we're talking about today's financial environment or whatever may happen a month, 6 weeks, 3 months down the road, it's still going to be a favorable time for a lot of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I know you're headquartered in Nowata, but you're certainly not only a Nowata bank. We talk about the fact that you serve the region of Springfield, Missouri, Oklahoma City, a much wider compass than what we think of as that place on the corner downtown Nowata.
Oh, yes, sir. I guess you'd say the I-44 corridor from Springfield to Oklahoma City. We got Tulsa and then Nowata.
Yep.
And so, we cover a pretty wide area. And, you and I have talked quite a bit about today's products and services. You really don't have to have a bank in your backyard anymore with the remote deposit capture and a lot of the online banking features. Mm-hmm. It allows us to expand our market and be able to help folks that maybe 2 hours away from me.
Yeah.
And we can still do business and makes it a little easier, a little handier. But there's still a lot of people that like to come in and have that one-on-one, so you're kind of seeing the diversity in the market. Is you got some people that don't really want to have to go to the bank unless they just have to, and then you got a lot of people
I'm one of those that I tend to go inside the bank and face to face. But again, whether it's just more of a drive up or use the app environment, you're offering those options to, so that you're meeting that person's taste and need depending on how they want to do their banking.
Yes, sir. I would still probably be that customer that wanted to go in the bank and see somebody face to face, but not everybody's that way, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. No. It's just you got to be able to provide the products and services to meet your clients' needs, and so we try to do that, and we've been it's helped be able to, and you have customers that sometimes move, and just because they move doesn't mean that we still can't provide them the services they need.
I was about ready to say the same thing, just having gone through that situation, that it's a matter of a change of address, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a change of banker.
Yes, sir. You can continue to do business as usual, even if you're a couple hours away.
You can do that. And as I have recently found out, that is a good reassuring thing, that the services you're used to will continue.
Yes, sir.
Do you even have to be, do a face-to-face even to open an account? You can probably even do that over...
No, we can open accounts online, and you can about do anything. You can apply for a loan. It's kind of odd that, growing up, you went to the bank and you sat down and you talked to them. Anymore, you can do everything right from, you can do it from your kitchen table on an iPad or a laptop and not even come in the bank face-to-face. So it's really expanded and with the consumer products. And it's an oddity to me, but because of how I grew up and did banking and have done banking for a long time. But again, we try to meet the needs of our clients and potential clients, and so whatever we can do to help it make everybody's busy. We talked about that, I think, when I first got here. Mm-hmm. Right now, baseball's been going hot and heavy with the little kids, and so it seems like every evening we're at the ballpark, and so it makes it difficult to try to get certain things done. So I know if somebody has a lot of things going on, it might be easier just to get it done right there at the kitchen table rather than going in the bank.
Put the app on your phone or on the iPad or however you're going to do it and get it done.
Yes, sir.
Trevor Dorsey with us this morning from Regent Bank. And I know that I know you've got a great app. We talked about that a couple of months ago. But again, whether you do it online at a desktop computer, at the app, over the phone, or in person, you're there to manage people's money for them.
Yeah, and I guess I didn't think about phones, but anymore, I've got this iPhone here. You can do everything from your iPhone. It's kind of crazy how technology has evolved where you can do anything from your phone. Again, tablet.
Yeah. If it's a document you actually have to print, you can send it from the phone to the printer and sign it and then snap a picture of it and send it back to Trevor, or put it through the scanner and email it to Trevor and get her done.
Yes, sir.
Banking at your fingertips, and also in brick-and-mortar service downtown Nowata.
Yes, sir.
What's the website for Regent Bank?
www.regentbank.com.
And, of course, Regent Bank is also how to get to your phone app.
Thanks. Yes, sir.
All right. Regent Bank with us this morning on 1400 K1, and I hope the waters recede, and both the livestock and the crops do well this year.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Trevor Dorsey, one-on-one on 1400 K1.
A few lingering showers early, and then we'll see partly sunny conditions through mid-